This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
His tax return showed he went through a very difficult time, but he used the tax code just the way it's supposed to be used, and he did it brilliantly.
Ronald Reagan said something really interesting about nuclear proliferation back in the 1980s. He said the problem with nuclear proliferation is that some fool or maniac could trigger a catastrophic event. And I think that's who Governor Pence's running mate is, exactly who President Reagan warned us about.
Senator.
All right. It was the VPs going head to head like a Rock'em Sock'em robot match. Only it was a little bit more interesting, I have to say, than I thought it would be. There were a lot of war of words, a lot of interruptions. And perhaps in the end, it was the winner to the Republicans and Mike Pence because of how he handled himself on stage. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is the buzz in the land. So the right-hand men of the two presidential candidates got to square off. Who came out better? I would say the 70-plus interruptions didn't do Tim Kaine any favors, and everybody's talking about that, I think, more than anything else, because at times it was tough to hear. So you had, you know, you have not the sauciness, let's say, not the sauciness of Sarah Palin, the excitement over her, or any of the some of the other previous vice presidents. Kind of, in a way, it was, oh, who are the two that are actually up there? Who are the VPs? I mean, now listen, this is a smart audience, and I know you all know who the two are. But there were some people that were asking questions about it because, frankly, they're following Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and they're not concerned with the other side. I mean, it really was an avalanche of you take this, I take that. And in the end, Pence came out better, I think, because he, for one, the lack of interruptions. He wasn't doing the interrupting thing the way Tim Kaine was. I mean, that didn't do Tim Kaine any favors. And then you had a moderator who I think very few people knew, but I mean, who cares, right? Elaine Quijano was her name, I believe, and she's a digital news anchor, a 24-hour new live stream channel that CBS has. She was part of that. She, her, you know, her colleagues say she's a great storyteller. She deserves it, blah, blah, blah. But she's just not known. She hasn't been in the spotlight too long. And she, I think, in the moderating department, had to try to pull the two bulls apart. And that was pretty tough to do. I mean, it's different when you're anchoring and even different with live streaming. But anyway, I think, or I know a lot of people, a better way to say that, a lot of people not too aware of who she is. But does it matter? Do you care about the moderator as much as what's being said? And I'm going to say, you know, really care about what's being said unless the moderator gets in the way. And this moderator didn't, I mean, clearly didn't do anything to stand out, pop out, whatever, like Megyn Kelly did, if you think back to Megyn Kelly in the debates and going head-to-head with Donald Trump and not backing down and how that popped out. So there weren't any moments like that, but I think she was trying to be more like an extractor, trying to just pull out the information, you know, extract. And if we were, and of course this audience is like throwing raw meat into the lion's den, but if we were just ranking this, because so-called liberal media right media, in the middle media, whatever, slanted in whatever direction, they all have Pence coming out slightly ahead of Tim Kaine. But how much does it matter in the end? I say it doesn't matter as much as we think it matters. The tax issue right away comes up with Donald Trump. Not a surprise, because this is all you're reading and hearing about. I mean, this is it, right? Besides the debate, there are people on the East Coast having a meltdown over what could be a horrific weekend dealing with Hurricane Matthew. 11 people in the Caribbean killed. Supposed to hit Florida later in the week. I was looking at the aftermath. Not nice. Cat 4 is never good. If you've got winds of 145 miles an hour, gusts up to 175, 3 feet of torrential rain, that's never good. I mean, the winds make crazy noises. It sounds like trains going through your house when the wind is like that. Matthew's expected to smash into the Florida coast by Thursday. There's already been a hurricane watch in parts of the Sunshine State, as well as other states up the Atlantic seaboard. Power outages. What do you have in your pantry? All that kind of stuff. You think of the hurricanes, and I think of Hurricane Floyd in 1999. 2.6 million people across 5 states were asked to evacuate their homes. Evacuation orders came in for the people in Charleston. And that's starting to happen all over the place. And I think that's going to get ramped up probably even more. Taking no chances, clearing out everybody and anybody, so it doesn't turn into an even worse disaster with the loss of lives because of the low-lying areas that can turn into terrible flood-ridden disasters. I mean, just, it's awful once that happens, and we've seen, it seems, too much of that this year. So let's hope the evacuation orders stick for some people. And they listen to what's being said. All right, coming up at the tail end of the hour, I want to make sure that I remind everybody of this. Here's something that's buzzworthy for you, and it has nothing to do with destruction or political tempers flaring or any of that. It has to do with nailing the score. We pick the game of the week randomly in the NFL. When you call in, you pick a side and what the final score is going to be. It's so easy. You don't have to know anything about football. Just pick a side, give me a number, and that's it. And you could be our next winner for Nail the Score, the computer randomly picking the game of the week. So that's in our last segment of the hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier, about writing things down. When you're on any kind of a diet, it doesn't have to be Nutrisystem, whatever thing you're trying to follow, writing it down holds you accountable. Holding you accountable gives you a better chance to have some weight loss. All right, stay with us. Dawn Zier, back on the flip side.
Hello to my halo, goodbye to my plans. You can move a mountain with a book of plans.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss.
boss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about the Nutrisystem and what a game changer it is for me. I'm on the verge of 40 down, which is absolutely incredible. People, of course, all around me have noticed. They noticed, you know, 20 pounds ago, and now they're just blown away by it. And I have shared so many stories on these airwaves about what it's been like. She joins us each and every month. She's just terrific. Dawn Zier. She's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystem. Dawn, as always, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Kate. Great to be back on again.
You know, it's interesting. I have been speaking at a lot of leadership conferences, and one of the things that Nutrisystem has is an eating out guide, right? And for people listening, and it's just terrific. And I pulled it out of my purse the other day, and some guy was watching me, and I listed in it because I was at a party. And I just double checked it. It had guacamole, and it had hummus and salsa with vegetables, you know, as better choices instead of some of what else was out there. And I looked up, you know, that. I looked up at the party section, and he said, "Hey, can I see what you're reading?" And he came over, and he's like, "How can I get a copy of this?" I said, "You can get on Nutrisystem. That's how you can get a copy of it."
Oh, but way to go, Kate. Way to
yeah,
go.
But he was fascinated by it, and he looked through it, and he goes, "This is so comprehensive." He goes, "You know, I've never thought about that." And it is brilliant, because you're not saying, okay, you're out there, you're eating things, here are some great alternatives. So take this, order this instead of that, and it's good food. Right?
Yeah, I refer to that all the time. As a matter of fact, my go-to now, if I'm out, I love the guacamole, but, you know, the chips are the downfall of guacamole. So I like actually slicing cucumbers and putting a little guac on it. It still gives you the crunchiness. A little weird, but it tastes great, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And even vending machines. And it talks about vending machines because you're wherever you're waiting, you're stuck somewhere, you're starving. Mm-hmm. And even if you're on the plan and you're doing well, we all get in those situations. And you talk about in the book, it talks about, okay, well, granola bars, dried fruit, crackers, whole wheat with peanut butter. They have them.
Right.
Baked chips.
And then the other
chips.
Thing I do that I'm sure you always do is in my bag I always have one of those fudge graham bars or something like that, which is a great alternative to any vending machine.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. But just another great resource when you're on Nutrisystem. I wanted to make sure I said that because it was just so fascinating as he was watching me. And I do, it's so dog-eared. I pull it out all the time, and it's really saved my life. There's no question about it. Along those same lines, another thing I think, well, in fact, I think it's one of the biggest things that's worked for me is the daily tracking what I'm eating. And you know about this, obviously. You're smart, and this is why you guys do this. But research actually shows us that people who record what they eat in a food log are more likely to what? Lose weight, right?
Yeah, it's so important because it's a way to keep you honest, and I think we often skip some of the things we just pick up throughout the day. So by recording, it really makes sure that you're mindful of both what you're eating and also how much you exercise, and helps you make healthy choices. As a matter of fact, you know, I've just gone back on one of our programs, and I'm down 8 pounds, and, you know, tracking is really key. It's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter how you do it because you've got an app. There's a way to do it that way, but you can also, some people like to write it out, so you can also do it in the little book. You've got a little tracking book, the Daily Tracker, and it's even got a grocery guide in it, so it's the same thing. That's always with you, and that's easy, I think. I find that's really easy. Do you, do a lot of people use that, or they use both systems or choose one?
I think people use both, but I personally, even though I think I'm fairly on the high-tech side, I like my pen and pencil tracker because it just visually lets me know, okay, I can have this much of this, that much of that, check off. It makes it easy to stay on track, so I like that. I like the circles where you're checking, did you have your smart carb, your power proteins, power fuels. I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I think that's interesting and key, and it goes back to that guide again, and this is another stroke of brilliance, is I think there's confusion on portion sizes, and I absolutely was one of those people where I look at a plate or I wouldn't really know. I mean, what is, you know, what's one cup? What's one tablespoon, really? And you've got picture your plate and eat less section where you talk about that, and you talk about 3 dice actually is 1 ounce of cheese, and wow, you really process that, and you realize, oh, you mean when I'm shoving that extra couple of slices, that's more than 1 ounce.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, the cartodex for a serving of meat, or a lot of different tools that really help you visualize it. Because I think part of the downfall for many people is even if they begin to eat the right foods, they still overeat, which is why I think programs like Nutrisystem help really teach portion control in a visual way, because we often undercount. I think people tend to undercount their calories by 20% because they're overdoing portion size.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you find, too, because you're always coming up with great new foods, and I've really tried so many of them. There hasn't really been, I mean, actually, there hasn't been anything I haven't liked, but there are certain things that I gravitate toward. And I even tried something new for breakfast. I like the breakfast sandwiches, and I like the cereal, too, because it shows me, oh, my gosh, Dawn, I was eating cereal and thinking, oh, well, I'm eating healthy. But I was eating really the equivalent of, who knows, 3 bowls. I didn't realize how much cereal I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I was in the same exact place, definitely.
And we've talked about this before, but my favorite now is I even like that peanut butter bar, that you, the breakfast bar that you can eat. Oh, my gosh, that's been a lifesaver for me, like getting on a plane, running around, no excuse. So I'm not saying, oh, well, I can still skip and then I'll just make it up. I'm not doing that. So this is, I think, a misconception. People don't realize Nutrisystem really is, you know, have to travel, you can pack it, right?
Yeah, it's easy. As a matter of fact, I'm going on a trip later this week, and I have a couple of bars already in my bag, just making sure, because you don't want to be in those situations. Or you get hungry on the plane, and next thing you know, you're eating food that really can derail you a little bit.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, Dawn, I'm always happy to have you on the show. And again, gosh, on that verge of 40 pounds, and when I celebrate, I'm not going to celebrate with cake.
I'll celebrate with a cupcake. Every once in a while, Kate. Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so once again, yep, it's true. I think what I said to Dawn, I know what I said to Dawn, was the thing that's so powerful is writing things down. If you do nothing else and you learn from this, it's writing things down because you just don't realize the portion sizes. I mean, I absolutely was in that category when I thought I was eating well, and I was eating some healthier things before. Let's say I was still making terrible choices when it came to what the actual size of the food was. I mean, look, if you're going to eat sauerkraut, you can eat as much sauerkraut as you want. There are zero-calorie foods and foods that are better for burning, fat that's stored up. But let's face it, you know, for example, is it better to... You go to the movies. Well, you know what? You can have popcorn. You just can't have that butter all over it. And when you realize how much you were eating, even when you thought you were eating just a little bit, I mean, that's where I think it really kicks you in the gut when that happens. So the research shows it, that you're more likely to lose weight. You're more likely to find it easier to keep off the weight if you write it down. I mean, if you write it down, that's what the scientific evidence shows. And I certainly have heard that before. Never did it till Nutrisystem. And boy, what a huge difference it's made. And I'm like Dawn. I have to do it, you know, I have to do it where I write it down, even though I'm technically savvy enough too. But they do have the app, because some people prefer an app, so that makes it pretty easy. But you can do either or, whichever one you prefer. But keeping the log has made such a huge difference. So again, I can't say it enough. I mean, this is the real deal for me, game changer, and feel so much better. And now with walking the dog, you know, walking Mahalo and playing tennis. In fact, my husband said to me the other day, he's like, wow, it's like you're 15 years younger, seriously. And I said, what do you mean I'm 15 years younger? He said, the way you're moving around the court. Well, of course, because I had a caboose I was dragging around before. And, you know, that's all due to Nutrisystem and what Nutrisystem has done for me physically. And the fact that I had a doctor tell me one time, he was talking about somebody else. I was out at a golf thing, and he was saying something about, for every pound you lose, that's 7 pounds off your back. Is that just, wow, is that just crazy? Anyway, Nutrisystem, check it out. Absolutely, for sure. It's pretty easy to go there and hook it up and look at the food choices and really see what I'm saying. Because I don't endorse what I don't believe in, and obviously I've seen the results, so there you go. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition.
Nutrition.
It's a bit like crab fishing. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition. Omega-3. Get in me. Extra eggs on my omelette.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper.
Once again, one of my favorite things to do on this show, of course, is go and check the mail. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
We have this one from Jackie who says, Kate, oh my gosh, Matthew, smashed into Haiti. I heard you talking about it the other night. It panicked me because I live in Florida. So I checked. I'm on Sarasota's side. You were talking about the other coast. I don't want anyone in Florida, frankly, to be affected by this. But 145-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. What are you hearing about the hurricane? Well, you know, they're talking about preparing for the worst. We let you hear something from the governor, Rick Scott, saying we're ready to roll. FEMA's ready to roll. I mean, they're just planning. You see it from the sky, and it is frightening. And it's just too soon to know where it will be in a couple of days, right? The track shows that it's going west toward the U.S. East Coast. And, you know, you can't take any chances, though, because that can flip. Hurricanes are weird. So the way it looks now, because I looked at the tracking system this morning, the way it looks now is it would bounce off of, go from Haiti, and by the time it hits Miami, on Thursday, be like 120-mile-an-hour winds, and then Jacksonville could get slammed by it, too, and that would be a little less, and then Charleston could get 105-mile-an-hour winds. But this is just the way it's looking at this point. And I said this, the very first thing I thought about was Hurricane Andrew and Miami-Dade in 92. My ex-husband has a great family, and his family was so affected by Andrew, and that really freaked them out because it was devastating to Miami. And that's the concern is, wow, what is it going to look like when it hits Miami, if it does? I mean, the potential threat is there. And listen, it's dire enough because you don't know for sure, but it's dire enough that the director of the National Hurricane Center fired off a lot of warnings to Americans saying, U.S. East Coast, find out if you live in an evacuation zone. Know where to go. So there's going to be watches and warnings, and, oh, just looking at the map, it is nasty. Florida Keys, extremely dangerous. I mean, the Cat 4. Hitting Haiti, that's what happened. And, you know, you've got people that have died, etc. That's bad news when you're talking about that kind of a hurricane. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Christine, who says, Kate, listen to the show now for a while. I don't understand. You kind of alluded to this whole thing about Kim Kardashian and the jewelry. First of all, how much jewelry was taken, and why is she putting her exact locations in social media? Duh, isn't that really stupid? Well, I think that it goes back to the false sense of security. You know, you post things, they say where you don't say exactly where you are. So, I mean, you say, like, the week later, we went to so-and-so, and it was fantastic, or whatever. So, she was robbed at gunpoint on Monday, and this was in Paris. They broke into the French apartment where they were staying, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They walked away with jewelry worth $10 million, including a ring that was valued at $4.5 million. It's not clear what pieces exactly were stolen or any of that kind of stuff. See, this is the thing, though. They do know what the jewelry was, so now these robbers have to fence the jewelry. And probably they would break it up into smaller pieces. But in my experience, even especially at this level, but any level, that's what happens. You don't get that jewelry back usually. So taking photos of jewelry that can be distributed by the cops in case of theft, they say, is a good idea. But how many of us have the kind of rock that Kim Kardashian had? But it goes to the social media. She is a recognizable face. So in just pointing out and having areas where she's around, somebody able to figure out where she was staying, I mean, that's, wow. That's just brutal. Gunpoint is frightening because, listen, you don't know. When somebody has a gun, there's panic. You just don't know what's going to happen. So I can only imagine, honestly, how freaked out she was. Okay, this one is from Bobby, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, the craziness of these war of words, as you say, in this election is, like, unprecedented, I think. I agree with you that we've always had this in our history, and perhaps we just need to pay a little closer attention. If we go back and look up other elections, we'll see that there were cantankerous ones for sure. But this deal with Joe Biden, did you hear him slam Donald Trump in an interview that he did for CNN? Did you hear what he said? I did hear what he said. He said, actually, he backed his way out of that. He said he lacks any sensibilities about the American people, and he said he's not a bad man, but his ignorance is so profound. I bet he couldn't carry his bag 18 holes on one of his own golf courses. Speaking of energy, that's what he said. Can you imagine the president getting up at 3:30 in the morning and tweeting vitriol? And that was the part that Trump did that was dumb. I mean, come on. Why did he do that? He gave lots of ammunition to people who could go after him for that tweeting in the middle of the morning. And it had to do with that whole Miss USA problem, that whole kerfluckle that tripped him up for sure. And now you've got the New York Times report on the taxes. And speaking of that, a lot of you reacted to that. And on all sides of this, you know, I always say on the show, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, it doesn't matter. You are all invited to this. You are all invited to this show. The welcome mat is out, and I completely mean that. You can always call us at 855-266-5283 or send me that email, americatonight.net. So let's talk about this email. This is crazy what's going on with the taxes and Donald Trump and the returns that he might have avoided paying income taxes for 18 years. And this is Bobby B. He says, after declaring $916 million losses in 95, he didn't have to pay. So legally he did it. So how can we even relate to this guy? I mean, listen, he's not paying for infrastructure, for cops, for anything by not paying his taxes. Does that make him a clever businessman? Why all of us idiots out here pay everything that we can in taxes when we're not even making that much money? I mean, it's just outrageous what Donald Trump is trying to perpetrate on the American people. And I think the people who are listening need to wake up and really take a look at who this man is. Even if you don't like Hillary Clinton, really look. Really look at what Donald Trump is all about. All right, so we had another one like that. This one was from Gigi. Kate, I just want to explode every time I hear more about Donald Trump. You know, I actually don't dislike him. I mean, bravo that he's able to draft on the media, become a reality TV star, excuse me, make a lot of money. And you know, I'm not anti-capitalism, but when he wants to nail people about what they're doing and other politicians and wants to say he's the breath of fresh air, he's a breath of dirty air from New York, especially when he doesn't pay his taxes. I mean, he avoided taxes. So he goes bankrupt, we bail him out, and for 18 years he glides on our backs. And while all the rest of us are paying our taxes, and we barely make six figures if we're lucky in a household. So that is just insane. And people think he's going to turn things around. Why would he turn things around? It benefited him. He's not going to do anything that doesn't benefit him, because that's how he made his name. It's unbelievable. All right, now we got a couple on the other side. This one from Stack. Kate, I'm tired of everybody attacking Donald Trump. So he is a good businessman. So he uses the system. He legally did it. He has an attorney. He has other attorneys. And he went out on the limb. Face it, when you're an entrepreneur, things happen. Of course they do. And then you get into situations where you have to go bankrupt, especially if you're talking about casinos. So if we're encouraging business growth, and we know there are other people out there that, whether it's on a small scale or a larger scale, that's what happens. That's why those laws are in place, so you can take business losses. So that's the reason why. So I don't understand why everyone wants to bounce on his back. It's not that he was a tax evader. If he was a tax evader, then I understand it, but he wasn't. So come on, give me a break. That's what I say. And this one comes to us from Napoleon, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for 6 months. I like it. Sometimes I listen to it live, depending on my schedule, or I download it from the GCN site. But I would say this about Donald Trump. You know, I'm not crazy about Trump. He's okay. I don't think he's a bad person. He's just a guy. And he's using the system to his advantage. Would you use the system to your advantage? Would the people listening to the show use the system to their advantage? Why do you want to pay a bunch of taxes that you don't have to pay if you're taking business losses? Isn't the idea to encourage enterprise? Isn't that the reason why the tax system is set up the way it is? You know, it's a good question, because I'm for a flat tax. I'm for a flat tax or revamping the tax system, because I think it's the codes are crazy. I think there's overregulation. I think there's just so many problems in the tax system. So I'm not for the way the system is set up anyway. And it's true. I mean, you have to know business-wise, you have to know what you're capable of taking. But here's the thing. If you had a flat tax, then that's all moot. That whole point is moot for everyone. And the system, to me, as I have delved more into this, would be fair for somebody on a higher end, somebody on a middle end, somebody on a way lower end. You know, just my two cents. So stay with us. We're going to talk to Dawn Zier, the CEO of Nutrisystem, in just a few moments here on America Tonight.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. Time to figure out which way we're going to go when it comes to Nail the Score, meaning what will the game of the week be this time around? Somebody said to me, who picks the game of the week? It's our computer, our supercomputer. So on that note, that's the big hint for Nathan Reeder. Let it fly, Nathan. Ah, the game of the week and the week that you'll call in and pick a side on this game. And listen, there's no science to it. You just pick a side and say what you think the final score is going to be, and that's it. And the rest will take care of itself once the game is played. So how about this? Eagles and the Lions. That is the game of the week. Ford Field in Detroit. It's being played 1 o'clock straight up. That's the first kick. And that is the game of the week. On that note, here's the number to call to jump on the opportunity to try to nail the score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And once again, 1 o'clock kick. Lions are 1-3. The Eagles haven't lost a game. They've got a young quarterback, Carson Wentz, who's having a very solid rookie season. But we'll see. You know, sometimes that's where you get the shakeup in one of these kinds of games. It's been rough sledding for Matt Stafford and Detroit. Let's go out to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
I'm thinking Philadelphia. Let's go 30-20.
30-20 Philly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. Detroit has just struggled mightily. It's been brutal. Yeah, I like it. The fans in Detroit won't like it, Pete. But, okay, so 30-20, you got it. Philly, you get the first crack at the Eagles. As for everybody else, get in line. It's like JFK on a good day. I always pick the New York airports because that seems to be where the backup always is, right? Because it's the biggest city and they have the most planes coming in and out. Although Atlanta Hartsfield is the biggest airport in the country, so maybe that's wrong. 855-266-5283. By the way, you can always send us your guests through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Oh, boy. Let's just mix it up a little bit. Let's say Detroit 16, Philly 9.
Wow, so you're picking the Lions. Could be their game. I mean, again, they're due to break out, you would think, so maybe it will be about defenses, Grim, and it won't be a high-scoring game like Pete thinks. I look at Carson Wentz. And I'm thinking more points on the board, but, you know, again, who's to say? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Everett is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Everett, what do you think?
Eagles 28, Lions 13.
All right, that's the way to pick. Picking my Eagles. He knew how to get on the good side of this talk show host. So Everett says Eagles 28-13. Ooh, that means the fans in Detroit not happy at that outcome. We've got a couple of people emailing us. Chris, listening to us in Brownsville, Texas, says, Kate, a lot of us listen to you in Brownsville, just so you know. I think the final score is going to be Philadelphia 38, Lions 21. Ooh. That would mean Carson Wentz is just unloading. Sharon in Portland, Maine. Sharon, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Eagles 24-21.
Ooh, 24-21. Sharon knew that she was getting on the right side of this one, too. 24-21. Thanks, Sharon. That's a good guess. Close, I shouldn't say good guess. How do I know? Except for that it seems like that would be, if it's 24-21, not seems like it is, that would be a close game. And, you know, nothing like seeing the edge of your seat kind of football, right? When you're not really sure. When it's a blowout, I guess if it's your team and you're happy, it's a blowout. But I like those last-minute heroics. Time winding down, and we have certainly seen in the 4 weeks plenty of those kinds of games where really it could go either way. Either way. And there's no rhyme or reason for what happens. You know, I mean, other than that's, you know, any given Sunday, as they say, it could happen, you know, that, this is a powerhouse team, and then they lose to somebody who's not quite as good. You know, if I look at last week and see that there was a few blowouts, but there was also some games that were unbelievable finishes, like the Raiders beating the Ravens 28-27. No one was more shocked than the Ravens, and the Ravens were desperately trying to come back in that, and they had no choice. The Bears and the Lions thought on the road that they finally maybe have locked down a win, but nope, the Bears are able to beat them. Brian Hoyer as a quarterback for the Bears with a couple of touchdown passes, and they weren't there. And then, you know, you had the Saints. Drew Brees stunning the Chargers in the final minutes for a 35-34 win. He threw two touchdown passes in the final 4 minutes and 50 seconds to rally the Saints. You know, when the Saints come marching in, they came marching into San Diego and took that game away from them. I mean, so there's another example of, boy, I would have packed that up and thought, nah, this one's in the bag. They're not going to lose this. There's no way. And sure enough, they found a way to do it. All right, let's find out what Nathan has to say, the big football fan that he is. Nathan, what do you think? Do you think it's the Eagles or the Lions?
I'll go with the Eagles.
Yay!
I'm going to go 28-21.
28-21. Okay, Everett said 28-13. 28-21. All right, I like that guess. 28-21. I'm going to say, it's so hard for me to do this, but I'm going to say, I think the Eagles, I say that because whatever way I pick on this game, it's probably going to be the opposite of what happens. I'm going to say Eagles win it, and the final score is 27-24. So like Sharon, I think it's going to be a kick in the end that makes a difference. 27-24 is what I think. I'm thinking about the numbers again. We have time for maybe a call, but we're almost up against it. If you send in, I've got a flurry of guests through the internet. I'll make sure that you're in there. Don't worry about it as long as you get it to us at the top, before the top of the hour, or right at the top of the hour. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And like I said, on any given day, when it doesn't have to be Sunday anymore, but on any given day anything can happen. It's like the rookies, Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott and the Cowboys got past the 49ers 24-17. And at the tail end, boy, the 49ers were trying mightily to come back in this one. And that score was a pretty tight score. But the Cowboys were able to hold it together to end up with three extra points in the fourth quarter combined with the touchdown they put up in the third quarter. And that made part of the difference in a game that was really rather close, that was tied at 14 at the halfway point. And it was just enough to pull them through. You know, it's just like I said, I didn't say this one, actually. The Rams beat the Cardinals 17-13, and the Rams are 3-1 in Los Angeles. Who would have thought? Taven Austin returns a punt 47 yards, sets up a touchdown with a couple of minutes left, and the Rams won that one. All right, good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Eagles or Detroit? We'll see what happens on Sunday. Thanks for listening. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Football game. When I walk, but it's really a shame. I saw you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.